Okay, folks, thanks for joining us here today in the broadcast. I'm your host, James White. This is Northwest Liberty News, and we are coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana, on this 12th day of January 2023. And we are delighted to have Max Egan with us today here on the show once again. Max has been with us several times on the broadcast. It's always great to have him on the show. He is a sage. He's a musician, a podcaster, I think a philosopher. And he's been laying out some serious truth online and for many years now. We're always delighted to have Max here on the broadcast. Let me make sure that he is unmuted. He is unmuted. Max Egan, thanks again for joining us here on Northwest Liberty News.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on. Good to come and talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. You sound just fine. Cool. Max, I don't know even where to start here. First of all, thanks so much for coming on the broadcast. You're always so gracious to accept my invitation to come on the show, and I really very much appreciate that. There's a lot going on right now, and I don't even know where to begin. You've been talking about this, I've been talking about this, you've been talking about it for a long time, but I think some of the stuff that yourself and myself and others have been talking about, we see that it's starting to come, you know, to life, and it's troubling to say the least. But just to start, Max, why don't you give us a 30,000 foot view of where we're at here? I believe that we are in some sort of a great awakening. You know, you frame that however you like. I think people are waking up. I think this is not good for the other side, because the way that the con keeps going on is, if no one knows about the con, I think we all kind of realize now that we're being conned and we're being run by tyrants. So let's start off, we can, Max. We're going to go into a lot of things today. I know you've been spending time looking at the court, the world court. I think Israel's on trial here in the world court. We can talk about that and other things. Max Egan, thanks so much for being here. Just give us a 30,000-foot view, if you can, and then we'll start drilling down.
Yeah, well, as you say, there is a huge awakening happening, and their plans are really in a lot of hot water at the moment. A lot of people are figuring out. There was even a thing I had on my last report. A lady from the WEF is saying, you know, all of we elites, all the leaders are trusting each other more and more, but unfortunately the people are trusting them less and less. So even though they can make all these plans, if nobody follows, then it's not going to work. And that's what we're seeing. People aren't following. I mean, a lot of people have woken up to the fact that, you know, this jab was a toxic attempt to basically depopulate the world. So many people have had side effects and damage, and you know, the vaccine uptake has dropped way down to something like 8% or something. So, you know, a lot of people aren't going to fall for the next scamdemic. They're not falling for anything that's happening. Some of the stuff that's coming out in Europe, I mean, you're saying that the breathing is causing climate change. It's just gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. So, you know, they're clutching at straws, trying to push their agenda through, and I really don't think they're going to succeed. You know, although we're in a time of great difficulty and great peril, great concern, it's also a time of great awakening, a time of great opportunity. And I think the people are seeing that there's major pushbacks all over the world. And I think it's going to be a really pivotal year, this one. And I said at the start of it, it's going to be a crazy year. If you think it was crazy for the last 4 years, just wait till you see what they're going to do this year. And we're like 10 days or 12 days into the year. We've got tunnels being exposed in New York, like, you know, Jews coming out of the sewers, literally climbing out of the sewers.
I know, I saw that video. Oh, we got
it's crazy. You got the International Criminal Court charging Israel with genocide and war crimes. And their only defense, I mean, I watched the Israeli defense this morning, and it was just basically Hamas, 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 Hamas. We didn't bomb any hospitals. Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. The Holocaust, Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. That was their defense. It's just crazy. So people are seeing it. People are seeing things for what they are. So I think it's just going to get more and more nuts, you know, and if this first 10 or 12 days is any indication, well, we're in for a great revealing, I think, this year, brother. So, you know, the culmination of everything we've done, they're so far behind in their plans. Even when you look at how they said they wanted to take over five nations in 7 years, that was back in 2007, they said.
Wesley Clark said that, I believe, did he not? Wesley Clark?
Yeah. And that was back in 2007. So they said 5 years. It's now 2024. They still haven't succeeded in that. So, they're really, really falling behind schedule. And the more blatant they make it, the more people are waking up. People are starting to see that, yeah, we don't actually need governments. It's no good petitioning them. It's no good playing by their rules. We've got to realize that they've all invalidated themselves by their own actions. They're all in breach of their own laws. They're all in breach of trust, in breach of confidence, in abuse of office. I mean, it's becoming pretty obvious to people. So I think we're going to see a huge pushback this year, brother.
No, I agree. I agree, Max. And we're already seeing that. And one of the things that we don't have the luxury of here in the States is getting the news that's going on across the world about all the uprisings. They don't want that. They don't want that published here because they don't want to give us, any ideas, I guess you could say. But I've contended for quite some time, and I think it was illustrated, I think, very, very plainly with the whole COVID scam. I believe we're under sort of a trauma-based mind control, Max. I think they've used like fear and trauma to control us. I think, and that's I think the problem. I've had Kathy O'Brien on the broadcast before. She wrote the book Transformation and talked about MK Ultra mind control, and that stuff's real, folks. And I think they still use it today. I think we just need to sort of, I need we need to be able to find out how to break the trauma-based mind control, Max, because I think once we do that, then that's going to, the floodgates are going to open. But I think we're still sort of, they're using that MK Ultra type stuff against us. You got any thoughts on that?
Oh, they are. I mean, everything that's going on in Gaza and everything, they make it all so blatant and so in your face. Yeah, they are. But we're seeing pushbacks everywhere. I mean, I did an interview on a Hungarian show the other day. People right across Europe, people in places that you've never heard of, are still speaking out about this. There is huge pushback. So, like you say, the American media isn't going to let you know this is happening. But they don't want to break that mind control. That's what the news is all about. Just fear-based, stress, 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 be in fear, be in fear. Don't go outside. Violence, catastrophe, murder, death everywhere. You don't want to go outside, don't want to travel, don't want to go to another country. This is the best place to be. Your government will look after you. But it doesn't matter which country you go to, they tell you the same thing. And the people are kind of starting to realize this. Hang on, it's just all these governments putting us against each other and convincing us that we need them to look after us from all the problems and protect us from all the problems that they create. And we're seeing it. I mean, the mass formation that we had through the pandemic. Yeah, this was I mean, it was kind of scary and freaky to see how much the world fell for it. But in hindsight, people are looking back at that now and going, well, hang on, Max was right, James was right. There were so many people who were right. And this is breaking the barriers down. They don't want to admit it. I mean, we're taught that, being wrong about anything is the greatest mistake you can ever make in your life. And people don't really want to admit that they were wrong, but they're seeing the results of it. They're seeing people dropping on TV still, sports stars falling. There's a 14-year-old kid died in Australia the other day, like a promising athlete, 14 years old, just dropped dead on the field. Sudden death syndrome, of course, nothing to do with the jab. People are seeing all this stuff. People are seeing all the problems that they had that they got on top of in their bodies, all their health issues are all coming back after they had the jab. Their immune systems are broken down. Their bodies aren't repairing themselves properly. People are seeing it, even though we're not really hearing the media report it. People are seeing it themselves. They're disconnecting from that world, disconnecting from the propaganda, and their brains are coming back online. So, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And the mind control has been, I mean, that's what it's all about. Look at entertainment, what the word actually means, entertainment. Look what government means. It's all mind control. Anything with ment in it, mente is mind.
They call it
To
programming, Max.
entertain,
They call it
well,
programming for crying out
entertainment.
loud.
Yeah, well, entertainment is to hold the mind. That's what the word means, So people are seeing it now. People are seeing just how much they've been lied to about everything. And you notice all this kind of happens since the advent of the television. Once they invented the television, the whole narrative of the world changed. People started losing all their life skills, and they kind of led us to this point. So we're basically seeing a renaissance of the old ways, a renaissance of human skills and human intelligence. It's coming back online after what it's been through for the last 50, 60 years. And I think they've played their card too soon. I really do. I think they made it so dramatically dystopian through this whole COVID scamdemic, and they really thought people would just continue to go along with it, but they didn't. I mean, a lot of us were pushing back. A lot of us didn't do it, and this kind of caused problems. And now those people who did do it and did comply aren't kind of really attacking us anymore. Now they're kind of saying, "Well, you guys were right." and they're looking for advice from people like us to find their way back to normality. And I think we're going to see more and more of it. I think the whole system's going to break down this year. I really do. Which means, of course, they're going to make it more dystopian. They're going to try to crash everything.
That's right.
I mean, what they're doing in the Middle East at the moment, trying to get this war escalated, this whole conflict with Gaza, they're trying to turn it out into a regional war, get the Yemen involved, get Lebanon involved, get Syria involved. They desperately want Iran to step in
Yep.
because they really want to have this war with Iran. And if that happens, then you'll have China, you'll have Russia, you'll have everybody sort of coming online and getting into this, which may well be what they want to do as well, because they want to crash the US economy. The only way you're going to bring down America is to bring it down from within. I mean, America really couldn't fight a war against Russia and China and Iran all at once at the moment. It's kind of spread too thin. And but it would provide the perfect excuse as to why the US economy went down, why they lost their position as a world reserve currency. I mean, you can see all the dominoes have been put in place. And it's one of the big goals is to bring America down by whatever means possible. And that can really only be done financially. You're never going to do it with a war. The people are too well armed. You've got to do it from within. So they've collapsed a lot of the food production in the United States. Now they're bringing all this stuff on in the Middle East, and this conflict with Russia. And you notice the One Belt One Road thing that is coming out of China as well, the new BRICS system, the new Silk Road, everything they want to do. They want to bring this online. They want to bring the mass surveillance online, the Chinese surveillance system, but they've got to do it in a way that looks believable, like it was just a natural course of events, nothing they planned. It just kind of happened that way. And I think keeping a focus on that and letting people know that that's the plan is what is exposing it and what is preventing that from happening. You know, it's getting to the point that if they do do this, the people are just going to see this and go, well, this is everything that everyone's been predicting for the last 5 years. So you can't tell me it's a natural course of events. This has all been done deliberately to bring us to this point of control where everything's going to collapse. And we're going to go, oh my God, please come and save me, government, you know. When it's the government that's created it. So, I mean, I see all this as opportunities to throw off the strings of control completely and replace our governments. If we're going to have government at all, we need to replace them with people of integrity and help lead us back to a point of safety. And I think we're going to see all this come to a head this year.
Well, what you're describing is the Hegelian dialectic, and I know you're very aware of that. They actually create the problem, they wait for the reaction from the folks, and then they come in with a solution. And the solution, of course, always furthers their agenda and gives them more power and results in more tyranny. And again, just because the mere fact that we're talking about that, and you know, once people realize, they look back and go, you know something? Wow, they really do that, don't they? Of course they do. This is their modus operandi. This is divide and conquer, all that. They run a bunch of different psychological operations on us at one time, Max. And we just have to, again, once we knock one down, one fallacy down, we just need to work on the next one. I think it's just a matter of educating folks and having them realize, you know, we're sort of under some spell that the government, for some reason, is there to help us and they're going to solve it for us. We're so close, I think, to breaking that paradigm. But I think once we do, as I stated, I think the floodgates are going to open, Max. And that's why guys like you and I and Cliff High and others continue to go out there and put out the truth, because we just need to wake up a certain amount of folks, and then we'll get over that tipping point, and then I think the truth is going to come out in a flood. Any thoughts on that, Max?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and it already is, you know. I mean, even the predictions that we've made and letting people see just how the system works. You know, I said many years ago, 9/11 was the beginning of the end game, 9/11 when they kickstarted the war on terror. Yeah, and the issue now is, I mean, a lot of the kids that are waking up through this, they weren't even born when 9/11 happened. It seems just so recent, but it's so long ago as well. It's amazing that this was like 20, 23 years ago that the 9/11 and attacks happened, and it seems like it was just a few months ago, you know, in my life. But I said that was the beginning of the end game. When the Christchurch shooting happened, I said this is the beginning of the final move of the end game. And if we don't deal with the information that we've got about Christchurch and expose the New Zealand government and the world media, then I expect the world to go into lockdown within 12 to 18 months. And we went into lockdown exactly 12 months later. We all got kicked off, deplatformed off Facebook and YouTube and all these things, everything that was predicted. There's a lot of people that are listening to a lot of these old shows and they're going, well, these guys are actually spot on with what they say. Yeah, Max said all this stuff back in 2019. In 2020, there we were. Everyone was kicked off. There we were in lockdown. All of this stuff is happening like clockwork, you know, which every time we do this and we make one of these predictions and it turns out to be true and people see it, it throws their plans back, you know, 4 or 5 years sometimes. It really throws their plans back because people start noticing. And you know, our fact that we've just been relentless and just kept going and haven't backed down, everything they've tried to do, deplatform us, you know, move us around, shut bank accounts down, all the stuff they've done to me to try to silence me. And I've just kept going along, same thing, just kept putting out the message. So many people are doing that, and you're seeing more and more people stepping up and doing this. And people are listening to it and going, well, everything this guy said has actually happened. It's all true. So, you know, the penny begins to drop. They start looking at things a little differently. You know, they see all these mass shootings and all these things that happen, and they start to realize that, well, it isn't about who was shot. It isn't about whether it was real or not. It isn't about any of those things. What it's about is how is the government going to use this? Even George W. Bush said that, you know, I see opportunity in crisis. When 9/11 happened, people see a crisis, I see opportunity. You know, there's opportunity in all crisis, and that's the way they use it. When these shootings happen, when these events happen, when there's a global crash of some economy or oil or whatever goes down, how is the government going to use that to take away more of your rights and give themselves more power? People are starting to see this is how it actually works. So, you know, every time this happens, and every time they stage one of these false flag events or stage some major event and try to blame it on Russia or China or terrorists or whatever, you know, Trump crashing or air line crashing or whatever, you begin to see how they use it, and this limits their power more and more. They're getting away with it less and less and less, and more people are seeing this. So, like I said, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. It's going to be a very active year, but also it's a year of great opportunity. This might be the year that we actually flip the mill and take the world back. This is what I'm seeing anyway. I'm seeing a huge awakening happening everywhere I go. And the more dystopian they try to make it, the more people tend to step away from the system and realize that, okay, it's us that has to change this. We can't vote people in. You know, Trump isn't going to come along and save it. It's got to be us. If we change our perspective and grow up and stop believing we need parents, then we're going to change the world. And this is the year that we can do it. And remember, 2025 is one of their big years. They want to have so much in place by 2025. And they're so far behind schedule now that we can just help them fail a little bit more along the way, you know.
Yeah, we absolutely can. I think they want the singularity by 2025 or 2026, from the work of you know, Ray Kurzweil. They want, you know, machines to merge with humans. But again, I don't see it succeeding very well for them at all here, because people are, as you stated, waking up. And you know, Max, we're seeing here in the States, we're seeing now they've kicked students out of schools to house migrants, and now I believe governors of I want to say maybe it's New Hampshire, somewhere out east. Now they want people to move migrants into their homes and have them live there. This is worldwide. They've used this tactic in other parts of the country, flood the countries with migrants, and it basically, we've talked about a Cloward Piven strategy here, where they basically overwhelm the system to the point where it all breaks down. This is all just part of their big plan, is it not, Max?
Well, yeah, as well, and they want to play East off against West. I mean, you'll see a lot of these migrants, because they're dark skinned, they're saying, "Oh, these are Muslims." So it's Muslim terrorists that are coming to your country. So it's not. It's just brown people. You know, with what they're doing in Gaza, really trying to see play this off against Muslims versus Jews. You know, anybody who's protesting the genocide of Gaza, they're saying these are pro-Hamas supporters and all this sort of stuff. So they're trying to play it off this way. There's so many reports on Twitter and stuff about, you know, all the marches in the streets that are pro-Palestinian marches and anti-genocide marches, calling these pro-Hamas marches. Now they're saying, oh, all these migrants that have come into Europe, these are all Muslim terrorists. You know, so they're really trying to play it off East against West. They brought all these people into your country. They promised them, you know, a lifestyle that they've seen on the TV, and they think that's what the West is about. They don't realize that the West is as messed up as everywhere else because the governments have made it that way. You know, you come to America, you're going to get all of this stuff, and you're going to have all these beautiful women who like to have sex all the time and all this sort of stuff. So, They feed them porn and they deprive their countries and then they bring them here, give them a housing and a $5,000 credit card, and they think, wow, I'm in paradise. Then it doesn't work out that way. So they get a little bit disgruntled and think, well, you've brought me a long way from home and blah, blah, blah. They start smashing stuff up. So, like I said, if you want to bring down America, you've got to do it from within. And that's what they've done. They've done it through America. They've done it through Europe. They've brought all these migrants in, promised them all these things, and then basically reneged on the deal, giving them enough to make them feel like they are entitled. Now, a lot of them have a real sense of entitlement. But when you bring them here, you give them a nice house, you give them a $5,000 credit card, and blah, blah, blah. But most of them are young men of fighting age. I've heard reports that they're bringing in weapons as well. I don't know how true that is. That could be just part of the psychological game that they're playing. But they want to put East against West in our own countries on the ground where we live. They're bringing these migrants into all Western countries, undermine America, undermine Europe, undermine Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. And it's all part of the plan to play these two sides off against each other. That's what the government wants. Have this clash of cultures in our country, so they can just sit over the top and they can just dictate what people do and then go in and mop up the mess at the end. Create a situation that is so bad and so violent that they have to bring in the military, have to bring in the National Guard,
That's right.
have to arm the police and all this sort of
Yep.
stuff and bring them in there just to protect you, And again, problem, reaction, solution. That's how they do it. And that's how you're going to bring down the United States. And even with the, like I've often said, that the reason the United States has lasted so long with all the dystopia that's going on is because it holds a position as the world reserve currency. And I said, when Russia went into Ukraine and Biden put sanctions on Russia and blocked them out of the world reserve currency, this has never been done before. This is going to start the ball rolling where the countries of the world are going to lose confidence in the US's ability to be able to manage the world reserve currency, and they're going to change it. They're going to move it over to something else. And then BRICS started to come online. People start signing up for all this stuff. Now, 10, 15 years ago, they tried to bring BRICS online, and there was a war over it. They bombed Libya into oblivion and all sorts of stuff over BRICS. So now it's happening and no one's really talking about it. And Biden kickstarted it by blocking Russia out of the world reserve currency. And I said, this is what it's going to do. This is what they're going to be doing. They've been pushing all of the old weapons stock out and laundering most of the money out of the US economy back into the hands of the politicians and their weaponing companies through Ukraine. So you can see that they're getting themselves in a position now where everything can crash and burn. And it's going to be how we deal with it. Very, very interesting situation, brother, we're in.
Max, I try to tell people, I agree, and I try to tell folks, a lot of people pay attention to national politics and what's going on with the presidential race and Trump and DeSantis and you just, all the people that are involved in that. And I try to tell folks that you really need to pay more attention to like what's going on at the end of your block or your city council or your county commissioners. I see a trend going, Max, towards away from centralized government. I mean, I think how many states now? 40 something states here have proposed using gold and silver as currency, I think, including here in Montana. I think we're moving away from centralized government and more towards a localized sort of people coming back together again in community localized stuff. Do you see, I know there's no silver bullet, but do you see that is one of the things that we're going to have to really move into to bring the to repair what we've got going on here, Max? Go ahead.
I do, and that's the beautiful thing about the United States. You can do that with the United States. Every state in the United States still has its own autonomy, very different to what it is in Australia, what it is even across Europe. I mean, with the EU, every country kind of still has its own autonomy, but the EU has come in as an umbrella over the top and taken control of most of that. But yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the way to do it. Create situations where the government is smaller and smaller and smaller. Until eventually you've got 7 billion governments, everybody is sovereign. That's what we really want. And it's going to be a path back to that, but people are seeing the need to take to that. Like I said, you've got to grow up. You've got to take responsibility for your own life. You don't need parents. Your government is basically the new parents that people adopt when they kind of leave school. They're too scared to take responsibility for themselves. We're getting pushed into a situation where you have to. You've got to support your local community, even if that comes down to, okay, a local state. Start off with that. Then the local state will become the local county. Then the local county will become the local suburb. Then it will become your house. Everyone's got to take responsibility for themselves. And we're leading back towards that. And that's really the way out. Now, that's why we do what we do here. And even with the whole Anarchist conference that we have here in Mexico and stuff, I mean, anarchy simply means no rulers, no government. And that's what we need. We need to learn how to govern ourselves. And this is a huge opportunity for us to be able to do that. You know, all of this stuff is contrived, but all of this stuff happens because we're prepared to step outside our moral compass to abide by the dictates of governments which don't have our best interests at heart. And as I said, they play it all off against each other. So, you know, create a situation where you think you need government to protect you, but it's the government that creates all the problems, you know, so that you'll believe you need them. I think people are starting to see through that. Now, one of the most dangerous things that's happened to us in the last two or three generations is the loss of life skills. And people are seeing the need to get back in touch with these life skills now. That's the way through. I mean, and that's got to get more and more local for people to be able to do this. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, and like I said, you've got the position to do this in the States. You've got the opportunity to do this. Each state has its own autonomy. Any state, Montana, New York, I mean, Florida, any one of them could secede from the United States
That's
if they
right.
want to. They could just declare that, okay, we're out of the United States anymore. We're going to become our own autonomous state and go back to the way we were a couple of hundred years ago. So, you know, you have the position to do that. And I think people are seeing the need to do that. The problem is, you know, you've got to look at who your governor is, the state governor. Are they still supporting the globalist agenda? You've really got to watch this. So you've got to pay attention to politics. As someone great once said, I can't remember who it was, but it's people's failure to pay attention to politics which results in the world being ruled by evil men, you know. And so you've got to start paying attention to this. You don't need leaders, you don't need rulers, you just need to have the confidence in yourself to be able to lead yourself, lead by example in what you do, be a shining light in your community, and you can navigate yourself back to a point of safety. And I think people are seeing the need for that. I think we're going to see more and more of it. As I said, I mean, the elites are losing their power. The government is losing its power. People simply aren't even really scared of government anymore. They're not scared of the police. They're not scared of, you know, a lot of people stop paying taxes and all sorts of stuff because they're seeing just how corrupt the system is. And it's so in your face now. I mean, you can't deny it anymore. It's blatantly corrupt. And like I said, it's a time of great opportunity, brother. So, you know, you've just got to be prepared to weather the storm. It's going to get really dystopian. A lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to die. There's going to be a lot of people who don't get it, but there's going to be a lot of people who do. And if you can be a shining light in your community and always stay in your moral compass, then you're going to attract like-minded people to you. And we will be a force to be reckoned with. We really, I mean, you know, we're the ones that are holding it all up, brother. It's all our compliance that holds the whole thing up. That's what I said. You don't even need violence. You just
That's
need to
correct.
stop complying with your own slavery. Then if the government gets violent with you, well, they started it. You may need to indulge in a little counter-violence to repel that attack, but we don't need violence. We can just do this by believing in ourselves and believing in the people around us and just saying, well, we're going to take the world in this direction now. And that's the way it's going. We don't need your permission because we are autonomous under God. We can just do what we want as long as we're doing the right thing. As long as we're in integrity, we're in our moral compass, we're not harming anyone. You come along and believe you can harm us and make us comply with your regulations when all these regulations do is cause harm. How are you valid? Now, how are these governments valid in anything they've done? Everything they did through the COVID jab, support of the genocide in Gaza, every single politician on earth that is supporting any of these things has invalidated themselves. They've abdicated their privilege to govern, all of them. You know, it's against the law to support war crimes. It's against the law to, you know, take bodily autonomy away from people and force inject people. I mean, all these things are crimes. So it's time we wake up and realize that you don't actually have to do what you're told. And, you know, if I was approached by the government and they tried to charge me with anything, my first action would be to question their validity.
Correct.
Okay, if you're going to charge me with a crime, I need to know who it is charging me because the way I see it, you're a war criminal. You don't even have the right to charge me with anything. You're an abuse of the office that you hold because you're using that office to delegate yourself powers that you are not entitled to. You're in breach of trust. I mean, we trusted you to do the right thing. You brought out this vaccine, this jab. Look at the Pfizer document, 9,000 side effects. Virtually every disease known to man is listed as a side effect of the Pfizer jab. I mean, how can any of this be seen as normal or valid? How can you possibly claim that you have the right to dictate anything over anybody's life after what you've done for the last 3 years? So let's establish your validity, and then we'll work out whether you can charge me with anything, you know?
Max, one of the studies I've read is that in one of those re in one of the trials, 100% of the mice died. 100% of them. They all died. Oh, it doesn't matter. They just pushed that out. Let me go over here to the web here, and you can't see this, Max, but the folks watching can. You talked about the Anarchipelago coming up here with Jeff Berwick, and I always love his podcasts, The Dollar Vigilante. And I know you're good friends with Jeff down there. And as you can see on the screen, folks, it's coming up February 11th through the 16th. You can go to thedollarvigilante.com. This is not a paid endorsement. I just like what these guys are doing, so I thought I'd let you know. Looks like you can watch it on live stream coming up next month. I know, Max, you're always there. I've interviewed you before, right before you went. Seems like I always catch you on here the last couple of times right before you go to Archipelago here, Anarchipelago. Well, tell us about that if you can. There's a lot of great folks there. It's a great time for, patriots to come together, in my view, and talk about alternative ideas and about getting rid of the centralized government like we talked about previously, and having more autonomy and having more of the freedoms that we should enjoy and deserve as human beings on this planet. Tell us if you can about that event, Max, and what do you got? What's in store for that as far as coming up next month?
Well, it'll just be going the way it always does. An Acapulco, it's called. It's held here in Acapulco, Mexico, and it's an Acapulco. It's one event that never closed down, right through the lockdown, through everything. It never closed down. It's just gone on and on and on, and they have no intention of closing it down. It's actually the 10th anniversary this year. We got hit with a hurricane here in Acapulco in February, which actually hit Acapulco right on my house, which is kind of freaky. And it's one of the fastest intensifying storms in history. It was just a tropical storm in the afternoon, and then by midnight it was a Cat 5 hurricane that hit land. I don't think there's ever been a Cat 5 hurricane hit a city anywhere before, but it hit Acapulco directly on my house. It destroyed the whole neighborhood, destroyed a lot of Acapulco, destroyed the secret garden where we hold the event. But we're bringing it all back online anyway. I mean, people have been down there working on the secret garden and getting it all happening again. So
That was a
yeah,
bummer.
it's
That was a
basic.
bummer.
Well, it is. It was a beautiful place, but it gives it a chance to be reborn. And that was actually the name of Acapulco this year, was Reborn. And they named that back in like August or something, July or August. And it seemed weird, Reborn. And then suddenly Acapulco gets destroyed and the Secret Garden gets destroyed. Everything's being reborn. So a little bit of foresight there with that one. But it's just an attempt to try to empower people. Like I said, what we're trying to move towards is 7 billion governments on Earth, so everybody is autonomous, everybody is in their own sovereignty, and that's what it's about. I mean, the whole Anarchapulco thing, they're kind of right into the cryptocurrency and all that sort of stuff. I'm not so into that. A lot of people are. Personally, I'd like to get right away from the whole internet system, the whole electronic system. I don't think electronic cash of any kind or electronic money of any kind is good. I mean, in a normal world where the internet is there serving us and it isn't so limited, you don't need social crediting or digital ID or anything to get online, it could work. But I think they plan on bringing that on as well. But I'm even questioning whether they're going to get away with that. I mean, 25 was the year, 2025 was the year they wanted to have it all on. And I've often said that our relationship with the internet is going to change at the end of 2024, the beginning of 2025. But I think they're even behind schedule with that as well. It could work, the whole central currency thing and the whole cryptocurrency thing. I mean, it could actually work if people regain control of their governments. It's whether we're going to do that. But Anarchapulco is a very inspiring event. There's people there speaking about all sorts of different things, and it's all about bringing people together, helping them discover their own power, their own autonomy, and moving us forward and moving, take responsibility for yourself. Like I said, you don't need parents. Put down all this stuff with other people as well, all these rabbit holes that we go down, and let's move forward as one autonomous group, which is anarchist based. I mean, anarchy, like I said, it just means no rulers, no government. We can do this. We've got this if people are prepared to grow up, and that's what the event tries to inspire. It's also good just for people to come together and meet like-minded people and spend a couple of weeks just kind of hanging out here in Mexico and get away from all the problems of the world, and meet people and inspire you and inspire other people and make contacts and go back and bring all this home to your own community, then start applying it to the community that you live in at home. So that's what it's all about, brother. Just planting seeds, hopefully empowering people, and sending them home with the tools they need to improve their own life from where they are, you know.
You know, Max, let's lighten up a little bit here. I see over your shoulder there, your shoulder, you have the bar, the sign from the bar. I know you own a bar for a period of time, and you played some music. Is that from your bar that you had there? How's the music? Are you still playing music? Do you still? I'm sure you still do that. Yes.
Well, I try to. I've got a lot of arthritis in my hand here. I've got a couple of guitars over the back there, but I've got a lot of arthritis in my hand. So, and I got moved out of this house. Like when the hurricane happened, one of my flatmates kind of took it upon himself to move me out. I wasn't here. I was in Texas when the hurricane happened. And she kind of moved me to Mexico City, which was the last place in the world I want to be. It's taken me, probably 3 weeks to get back here. And now that I'm back here, everything's still in disarray, and I still can't get things working properly. And it's been kind of crazy. But so I'll continue to play music. I think until I drop. It's just one of those things. But I haven't really played guitar at all since I got back, because I just haven't had the means to do it. And my hands are quite sore. I mean, I do get arthritis now. I'm getting a bit old. And it was great having the bar, though. I mean, the bar was great as much as it brought a lot of people together, and it was a great little social event. But it kind of destroyed me last year trying to run the bar while doing the conference and keeping barman's hours. It was just I was pretty messed up last year. I was tired and exhausted and quite unwell for most of the conference last year. So I just kept the sign as a bit of a memento, Casa de los Cuervos, House of the Crow, House of the Crows. It seemed like the right name for the bar. People still talk about it, and it was a good place. It was a really good place. We might even be opening something this year as well. I mean, I've got a few housemates now, and they all want to open a place for a month or 2 months, just so we've all got somewhere to go and hang after the event. So there's a chance that may even be happening as well this year. It won't be the same as last year. But it's a good chance it will be happening. There'll be somewhere we can go. There'll be bands playing and a bit of a social activity every night. So you never know.
That'd be great. And I'm going to pop up your website here. You can go to thecrowhouse.com. Let me go here to the website button. There you see, folks, right there. When you go to thecrowhouse.com, it's going to give you an enter button when you first get there. And you click that, and you get to this page right here. And you can see all about Max here and the different platforms that he's had his broadcasts on, or his podcasts. And you can find out all the information here, the headlines. Any articles that he's written, you can get some merchandise here. Max, I'll tell you one thing. I think that the internet, of course, has been utilized by the establishment for a variety of things, but I think that's almost the same thing. I know you talk about electronics, and I know that your stance on that, but I think in some sense, the fact that they had to utilize the internet, because they've made, some of them have made fortunes off, internet companies and things like that. Of course, we know. But I think that's also been sort of a poison for them as well, because it's allowed folks, what do you think of Elon Musk or any of these, who knows, Zuckerberg? It still has given an opportunity for people to communicate like we are doing right now. This is something that we would not have had the technology and been able to do 25 years ago, maybe even less than that. So, I mean, it's almost like it's a double-edged sword, right? Electronic stuff is
That's
not
exactly
good.
what I was just
Go
about to
ahead.
say,
Go ahead.
brother.
Over to you.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, the international net, it's a net. It's a worldwide web. What do you do with a net? What do you do with a web? You catch things. I've often said that this is why they made 9/11 so obvious. I mean, they could have done 9/11 so that people didn't pick up that it was a false flag. They could have made it a lot better so that the actual story was believable, and it wasn't. And they used that to kind of wake people up. And then we got to a certain point, like I said, when Christchurch happened, that was the beginning of the final move of the end game. And I said, we're all going to get deplatformed and moved over into echo chambers, which is what has happened. I mean, most of, I got kicked off Facebook, I got kicked off YouTube, iTunes, iHeart, SoundCloud, everywhere. I just basically got kicked off everywhere within a month. And now I'm over in places like BitChute and Odyssey and Rumble. which are kind of echo chambers, you know. So but it's been a double-edged sword. I mean, we've managed to really trailblaze through this whole thing. People didn't back down the way they thought that they would. I mean, they really tried to scare us with police brutality, threatens of charges and all sorts of stuff. You know, when they started taking an interest in me in Australia, I just left. I think that completely shocked them. And a lot of people have done stuff like that, and we haven't backed down. I mean, if I was still in Australia now and saying the things I'm saying, I would have been arrested years ago, a couple of years ago. But I mean, I've been able to speak out even a lot louder since I left Australia. You know, we've really come to our strength through this, and I don't think they expected that. I don't think they expected that the human will would be so strong. You know, we'd be so addicted to their stuff, you know, their little pleasure centers and their enjoyment zones and their cafes and their lattes and their theaters and all the stuff that they give us to enjoy life with. You know, too many people aren't connected with their real self. And I think they were shocked to find that a lot of us actually are still connected to our real self. And the more you try to repress us, well, we just don't do that. The more you try to push me down, the louder I'm going to speak out. And a lot of people are like that. And it's often said, once you take everything from someone, they've got nothing left to lose. They become truly free. And I kind of got to that point. I mean, here I am in Mexico. Once I got to Mexico, they went to my sister's place and tried to find me in Australia. They shut down all my bank accounts. They did everything they could to try to shut me down once I came to Mexico. And I just went from strength to strength because, okay, you've shut everything down. What have I got to lose? Nothing. Here I am in a foreign country. All I got is a suitcase and a travel guitar. That's all I've got. A few possessions, nothing. I haven't even got access to funds anymore, you know. So I just went from strength to strength through the whole thing. I mean, you see, like I said, in all crisis, there's opportunity. You know, you've got an opportunity to really step into your power and to realize that life is an emotional mirror. It's a reflection of what you are in. They've tried to keep us in fear the whole time. Fear, 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 fear. So we need someone to come and protect us. And even when people see the problem, they're like, oh my God, I can see all this terrible stuff happening. Someone needs to fix it, but not me. I'm too scared to stand up in my own power. That's all falling away. A lot of people are seeing the need to fix it and they're standing up and simply fixing it. You know, so yeah, I don't think they're going to win. I really don't. I mean, like I said, I think it's going to get more and more dystopian and they're going to try. But the more they try, the more people just throw off the chains and stand up and say no and realize we don't need any of this stuff. So they're flailing around and trying to throw everything at us that they can this year to try to keep us in that fear state and to try to keep us dependent upon them. And it's all falling apart. It's all failing. So, yeah, they can't keep us down, brother. You won't be able to squash the human spirit that easily. Now, we are far more resilient and far more powerful than people would ever give us credit to be. And that's something that I often say. Everything that is wrong with the world, ultimately it came from the idea, the spark of an idea in the mind of a single individual that was brought out to the rest of the world. You're all capable of that. We're all capable of having these ideas that can be world-changing ideas. So just believe in yourself, believe in what you say, express your truth. If it resonates with other people, it will become a reality for the world. And we're seeing that now. And it's a hell of a time to be alive, but I'm actually quite glad that I'm here for this incredible time in history. It's such a pivotal time in history, one of the most important times in history. And what an honor it is to be here and to be in a position where we can speak out about it and we can take responsibility for ourselves. You know, just by doing that, we can change the world. It may not seem like it where you live, but just putting that out there, putting your ideas out there, having people listen to it, that's what changes the world. I mean, I've reached millions of people, and I'm a social misfit from a single parent family that never really fitted in with society. So I'm living proof that you don't have to be somebody to make a difference. You've just got to be prepared to speak. Yeah. And so many people are getting that now. You know, some guy, wow, that's really profound. And they take it home and they apply it to their family, they apply it to their life, and then they change that whole environment around them. And someone else sees them and goes, wow. And they do it to theirs. So it's just this ripple effect, and it's happening right around the world.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I've told my daughters, and I get like a strange look from them when I say this, but I tell them, pay attention to everything that's going on here right now because you are literally living through, I think one of the most historic, monumental historical events, certainly in our lifetime. I told him, I said, children are going to be gathering at your feet when you get older and saying, tell us about this time. Tell us how it was to live through that. I mean, I really genuinely believe, Max, as you stated, because they've lost the narrative, because the media, they have such an iron grip on reality, if you will, because of their control of the narrative from the mainstream media. They've lost that narrative, and it's been a slow process. But the 1,000 cuts from all the voices on podcasts and internet broadcasts and websites that are going, they're putting out truth, they cannot overcome the mass of us. So I think that we are really are going to be a time in this our lifetime. You're not very long. We're going to cast off the chains of tyranny that these people have had upon us and our whole entire lives, and I think we're going to be having a world like we've never known before. People may say, well, that's sort of utopic, and that's pie in the sky. Listen, if we have, if we're going to, if we're, we're, it's, we're going to end up somewhere, Max. If something's going to happen, it's going to end some way. I want it to end the way that's going to benefit guys like you and me, and I'm going to start thinking those thoughts, and I do now always. Anyway, over to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be an easy process. It's not going to be suddenly we win one day and we go outside and the sun's all shining and there's pretty flowers growing everywhere. It's going to be a process. I mean, it's a pretty dark sort of a world they're creating, and you've got to understand. I mean, they're of the mindset that if they don't get what they want, they'll just go for scorched earth. Like a true tyrant will burn his entire country down and rule over the ashes. And that's the mentality of these people. So they're not going to go down without a fight. And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be us suddenly waking up and Hillary Clinton gets arrested and we find out that Epstein's hidden on an island somewhere and then we suddenly take the world back. It's going to be a process, especially with what they've done with all these migrants and all that sort of stuff. Brought them into our country. And I don't even think people should be hating and fighting these migrants. I mean, they're as much a victim as everybody else. They've been, you got to look at what we've done to their countries. The West has gone and bombed the shit out of their countries, done terrible stuff to them and brought them here. And they've all got grudges, but they've been brought here for a purpose. They're as much a pawn as anybody else. And it's not going to help anything by fighting these people. We need to try to establish autonomy for these people as well, whether it's sending them home or whatever, but it's not going to be a pretty process, but we are going to get through it. It's a time of huge awakening for the human spirit. And we are going to make it through it. It's just going to be a painful thing. I mean, birth is always a painful process. Creating a new world is always a
That's right.
painful process. We just create the reset that we want. We just have our phoenix rise from ashes. But you've got to be prepared to see all this really bad stuff that's going to unfold around you. I don't think we're at the point where we can actually change the system from within the system. You can't elect anybody or hire anybody or vote someone in or vote someone out. The system has to crash and burn. And it's going to be what rises from the ashes that's going to make the difference. And I think that we got this. I really do. I think that there's, even though a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people that had the jab, the depopulation event, I think, is going to happen. But what's going to come through that? What's going to come through the other side? It's going to be people who didn't have the jab, people who didn't do what the government said, people who stepped back and just kind of let the world burn. We did what we could to try to stop it. I mean, I'm still out there trying to get people to wake up and get away from the system and take responsibility for their lives. I think it's important that we have as many people as possible come through to the other side. But I can't see any way of preventing this crash that's coming. I think it is going to come, and we've got to be prepared for that. We've got to really look at this in a sober, realistic way. We're not going to be heading into some easy utopia. It's going to be a painful process, but if we can get through this next year, then I think we're going to find ourselves in a far more favorable position. I don't think the politicians can possibly even get away with what they're saying, no matter how much the media tries to spin it or whatever. Nobody believes them anymore. Nobody believes the media anymore. No one believes anything that they see from these people anymore. People are starting to see that all the people around them, that's where the power is. It's by leading by example in your own community and inspiring the people around you. And realize this is why I finish every show with In Lakesh. We are literally each other. We are all in this fight together. And if we can lead by example in what we do, be a shining light in our community, be a pleasure to be around, and we will inspire others to do the same. And we can just kind of weather the storm. It's like you're on a little rowboat sailing through this whole sea of garbage, and there's waves garbage falling around it. But if you know how to sail the boat, you're going to get through to the other side. You're going to find that little island, and that's where we're going to be. So we just got to be prepared to navigate our way through these piles of garbage that we're going to see over the next 12 months. And it's going to get really dystopian. It's going to get crazy. Like I said,
Yes.
I'll just look at the first 12 days of this year. It's just crazy, you know? So this is going to be a quickening that happens more and more right through the year. We might see a financial crash, all sorts of stuff. I've been telling people, you know, in 2024, one of the things you want to do is any digital assets that you've got, like cryptocurrency or any of this sort of stuff, you want to start turning these things into real world assets and get yourself in a position where you can weather the storm that's coming, because the storm is coming. If you can get out of the cities, I really recommend people get out of the cities, because you know the cities are run off the trucks. If the trucks stop flowing, then the cities become a war zone, basically. And I can see that happening as well. So just be prepared, brother. Everybody needs to be prepared and start to take responsibility for themselves. That's what this is all about. Like I said, we're going to get through this. We're going to get to this good place, but it's going to be a process. And there might be times where the best thing you can do is simply go gray, become unnoticeable, and just navigate your way through to the other side while everyone's just falling off the ramp around you. You know, as much as you want to help them, you can only help them so much. All you can do is offer them advice. They have to help themselves. People have to all help themselves, take responsibility for the so, ultimately, this is about your journey. It's about your path, your soul choices that you'll make, correct soul choices, but ultimately it comes to be the ones saving themselves. And it's important to remember that.
Max, we're just coming to towards the end of the show here. Always appreciate you being on with us. And you know, I want to say, kind of follow up on a point you made earlier, and I've said this many times. You know, these the migrants that you talk about that come across the border. You know, if we were in a similar situation where you had a family, and a lot of these guys are coming across without a family, not all of them, but if you were in a situation where you had a family and you lived in a one of these crap hole countries, I guess, of course you would pick up your family and try to move to a better place and a better life as well. That being said, when they get here, I think they should act like a guest. They shouldn't, you know, rape the women, drive drunk, and kill people. I mean, they should have a certain amount of decorum, but I mean, you know, follow laws. How about that? But what you say is true. A lot of these folks, not all of them, but some of them, are looking for a better life. And there's a lot of military-age men that concerns me, but not all of them. So I just want to make that statement, Max. Anything you want to say to follow up with that? Or as we go ahead and close out the show, is there anything you want to say in closing?
A lot of these guys, as I said, they've had really hard lives. They've watched their countries destroyed. They come into your country, they've got a chip on both shoulders, and they're expecting all of these handouts. They're expecting the world to be the way it is on the TV. Lot of people think, I mean, a lot of these third world countries, they've still got TVs and cell phones, and the world portray the world as a certain thing or whatever, and they realize, okay, this is actually a shithole. It's not the way it showed me on the TV, and they've got a grudge on their shoulders, and they basically hate the West for what the West has done to them. A lot of people, you know, so you've got that to deal with as well. But even that program, it's a program. You can break through this. I really believe you can. You can break through this by being a friend to these people, being all you can be, and inspiring them to be the same. Some you won't. Some will come through and they'll just be violent. They need to be dealt with accordingly. That's just about any of this. I'm not saying you just got to go there and be lovey-dovey and you're going to save the world by being all fluffy and airy-fairy. No, there'll be time when you've got to fight for your life. Absolutely. But, you know, just be aware of what you're doing and be aware of the programming that these people have gone into, and be aware that what they're really pushing for is this clash of East and West. That's why they brought them all into your country to begin with.
That's right.
They want there to be civil war on the ground, but you're not fighting the government, you're fighting the other culture, whether it's the Muslims or the blacks or the whites or the Chinese or whatever it is. As long as it's two groups that think that there's a problem with each other, that's what they're going to nurture. They want these groups fighting against each other. So the people on the ground will wipe themselves out, and they can come in and just clean up the mess, come
That's
in and
right.
save everybody. And you
You're
know,
absolutely
the
right.
government's here to help you. Don't worry about it. So, you know, you've got to be realistic about this and really look at what we're going on. Sure, there's going to be clashes of culture, But there's going to be people that come in there that actually understand what's going on as well. It's all opportunity, brother. And it's a form of soul purification. When you reach a point of humankind has reached a point of spiritual bankruptcy the way we have, this sort of a clash of cultures and this sort of a clash of civilizations becomes inevitable. It's what we're going to do with that. How are we going to play it? Don't get led. Don't just get led into violence. Violence may be necessary. It can. Violence may be necessary. You may need to defend tack and don't instantly judge people as being bad. Just see how we've all been played. Everybody's been played. And this has all been done for a reason. They brought these people in. They went and destroyed their countries and brought them into yours for a reason, simply because they wanted this clash of civilizations, because that serves them. So don't participate in it. Like I said, there might be a time where you simply got to go gray. If people are just killing each other on the streets, and now you can go into that bloodlust and you can want to go out there and, yeah, I'm going to go there and I'm just going to kill people as well. Like what's going on in Israel. People flying in from all over the world just to go and kill the people in Gaza because they've got a chance to just go and murder people with Gaza. Give me a gun. I can go and shoot people and get away with it. Great, So you've got to be careful not to fall into that trap. Like I said, there might be a point where you simply got to go gray and navigate your way through this sea of garbage that you're sailing in, and just apply yourself to the situation that you're in and do what needs to be done when it arises.
Well, divide and conquer. You're just, that's one of the oldest military tactics in the world is divide and conquer, and I think that's what you're speaking of, and that's what they're trying to do, along amongst the other things that we talked about, the Hegelian dialectic and the MK Ultra fear-based mind control. Max Egan, internet royalty. I know he wouldn't think that about himself, but we all of us do think that about you, Max, and we appreciate all that you've done, all the wisdom that you put out, just regularly. To help wake people up, and we're just so honored that you took time to come here on our broadcast and be with us today, Max. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. That's a very, very kind thing to say. But hey, give yourself credit to everybody who's out there speaking out and making a difference, brother.
Max Egan, thecrowhouse.com, thecrowhouse.com. And of course, folks, you can see this broadcast on the Rumble channel. I'll send this over to Max after the broadcast, and he'll put it on his channel. We just so much appreciate you being here today, Max, and support Max at thecrowhouse.com. And Max Egan, hopefully, we can have you back on again here later on this year. Thanks again.
No problem, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay. You bye bye. Okay, folks, there goes Max Egan, the one and only, and we're always delighted to have him on the show. We're just out of time here. NorthwestSerbianNews.com is NorthwestSerbianNews.com, and again, we're just running out of time, and we want to thank Max Egan. Always a great interview. Great to have Max on, and we wish him well and hope that he's safe down there and everything that he does. Okay, you can check us out live on FlatheadTruth.com when we're live. And so until next time, this is James White for Northwest Liberty News, saying bye now.